We are in the middle of this Achrayis, and today I want to show you first Rabbi Yisroel, another letter, and we will learn from there what we spoke last time, and it will be a opening for the next step which we try to take today. Rabbi Yisroel Michtav Dalet is writing explicitly that Yiras Shomayim, according to the Torah, is an answer to all the problems a person has in Avodah. All of them. That means whenever the Taiva is on top of a person, Yiras Shomayim will take that off. Whenever there are Negiyas, that you have Negiyas in your Seichel, Yiras Shomayim will make that you get rid of it. It's okay. But Rabbi Saul says, when you look around and you look whether you have enough Yiras Shomayim, the Nisoyim tells us, or the reality tells us, that there is not enough Yiras Shomayim around, and it won't help Yiras Shomayim for your Yetzer Hora, because the Yetzer Hora is too big. And then he says, and whenever you try to base all of your Avodah on Yiras Shomayim only, it's like a joke. That's what he says. It's like a joke. The way we spoke about Yishmael, Shchoik, Masachik, Kishchoiku, it's a Shchoik, it's a joke. You make a joke out of it, because it won't work. And you have to bring in other tools. So it's the Nekudas or Emes by him, or it is the Tmimis, or it is the Learning Musa, whatever it is there, that doesn't matter to me. But he brings in other tools. It beforehand was only Yiras Shomayim. And now, on the paper, Yiras Shomayim works 100%. There's nothing lacking there. Nothing. Yiras Shomayim works 100%. But even though, because practically you don't have enough, you have to dig, and you have to find other Yesoides, other principles, which will guide you in order that you should be Matzliach together with Yiras Shomayim. Because in the end of the letter, Dalet, for sure, Rabbi Saul says, you need Yiras Shomayim. It's not that I got rid of that thing. No. You need Yiras Shomayim. But you need other things too. What would we do? And you say, Yiras Shomayim al pi Torah is enough. But when you look around, there isn't enough Yiras Shomayim around. What do? You scream. Chizuk! Hisoyerus! Yira! That's what you'll scream, that's right, that's what you'll do. And then you think it's enough. No, it's Litzonis. That's what Rabbi Sol says. That is Litzonis. Because there is not enough from that stuff going on, you know. And as much as you'll scream, it's still Litzonis. That's Rabbi Sol. It won't help to scream. Because you have to find other sources in order to conquer this endeavor. Okay? That's it. That's Rabbi Saul. Now, this will help us to understand a very basic thing in our society, which we have a problem. And we do have a very deep problem, according to my opinion. It's a very deep problem, and we have to do something about that. Because otherwise we will not really be able to develop new tools and things like this. I want to show you where the problem lies. I want to make my kollel bigger, or I want to begin a kollel. Yeah? And I do have possibility to take Jungelite. I have two groups of Jungelite. One group which learns 2 years in kollel, and the other group which learns 8 years in kollel. Which Jungelite do I take into my kollel? Those which learned 2 years, or those which learned 8 years. So the consensus nearly throughout all of the people is that you'll take the frische Jungelite, those which learned only 2 years in Kehl, because those are fresh. They will be mit a Meretz and with a Bren, you know. That means you are not ashamed to admit publicly that learning in Kehl is a failure. Okay? Otherwise, 8 years in Kehl will be a much bigger asset for your kelo, because he is much more developed in learning, and you want a better kelo. No, most probably you will have a few ausgewebte Schmattes which were sitting in your kelo, and they will not really learn. That is the assumption. This is a tremendous problem. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing. But that's what everyone says. I asked, would you take 2 years, you know? So that means that you admit officially that the whole thing is going downhill, you know? What's that? And there is the depth of that problem is not that you are going downhill. That's not the depth. The depth of the problem that we do not have clear measurements to measure our development. We do not have that. In the world outside, there are very clear measurements. Those are mostly superficial ones, but there are clear measurements to see whether you developed. You'll have more customers, or you have more money in your bank, or you have branches open from your store chain, or you will have more friends in your whatever it is. And I can't say this word over here in this base meadow, so whatever. You not only have 5 million friends, it's a big pleasure to have 5 million friends. You have 10 million friends. By me, it's enough 3, you know. But there are people which need millions of friends. You know, but they feel that they advanced. They developed. They are better than beforehand. Beforehand, I had only as much, and now I have more. I see I am progressing. I see number-wise I am progressing. Very nice. Very good. I have no objections. I don't say, shitris. And then what do you say to me? You tell me. You say, oh, leuchter. That's not true. No. By us, the development is a pneumistic development. It's only one step behind, which you'll say, it's a hargoshe pnimis elois nishmosis, you know, and then we'll be out of Mishkenes Aroyim, all of us, you know. No! It's not the pneumistic thing, you know. My development is only lishmo, you know. I see it myself. No, that's nonsense. Because when you rely on yourself to see your own development, it is like we said in the Shmuas last time, in the Vat last time, about the Mashgiach, you'll be like a ship on the ocean, which goes round and round, and you feel, I develop tremendously, and you do not develop at all. Because you need an outside source, you need something objective to measure up with, in order to see that you develop something. Yeah? You can't be only between you and yourself. I see my inner stature, I don't know what that means, is bigger. I think all these words, I don't know, understand what that means. But inner and stature and bigger, I don't know all the three words, what that means, you know. But people say that. I have an inner stature. You know, ach, weiss ich was meint das. But that's enough. Die Mjöines, you know. It's not enough. It's a disaster. So you say, no, but the Etz and Yeshivas, they have to bring a person to that he's able to see that he's better in a very pneumistic way. That's the chinuch we need. Okay. The one which was the main mechanic in Yeshivas, the way we have it today, was the Alter Mislobotke. Maskim? So the Alter Mislobotke, with all the Gadlus Odom, was sitting the Talmidim according to their chashivas. And 1 week you were sitting in first place, and the second in the second, and the third in the third, yeah? And next week the altar swapped you, you know, and you are not first anymore. Very nice hargoshe. But the altar wanted you should be able to see with your eyes your development. You see it with these eyes, you see that, you know. It's not only an inner feeling. You see it. That's the altar. And the altar knew how to be mechanech. We can't deny that, you know. So the development has to be recognizable. There has to be some measurement for development. And we don't have it. We have no numbers. We have no money, that's for sure. And we have nothing, you know. We do not have anything, you know. And where is the development happening? And then you can't really be responsible. You can't develop new tools. You can't be responsible because there is no development going on, you know. The only development is that bimkom that I learned the first half of Bava Kamma, I learned the second half of Bava Kamma. So I want to reveal to you that these 20 volumes of the Shas today are much more, you know, they magically were in Israel over the years, but there were only 20 volumes of this thing, you know, there is a lot of text there. And you can't say your personal development is that you are measuring up with another part of this text. That can't be. It has to be something you develop, you know. You can't say that my development is that now I read another part of that thing, you know. That's not called development. That's simply, you learn Shas, or you learn the Gemaras. And then you tell me, no. Derech hu, be'odom, she'ayilach le'lmatera, she'odom godl. Yeah, okay, omen, k'yirot. No, we have to see that. Okay? So now, the problem with that is this. What is the part of the solution? Now, you'll see, there's a lot of work to be done. And it is a major issue by us. It's a major issue. We lose people because of that. And we lose not only one, and not two, and not 10, and not 20. We lose a lot of people. Because you become Jewish. I can't the whole time not seeing that you are developing. That doesn't go like this. Huh? Okay? So, let's see. So we don't have numbers. We do not. But the mafteach to that problem, according to what I thought, perhaps it's different. You have a different approach. Perhaps I give a different approach which is not so actual now. I myself, as much I developed or not, or I had a demon that I developed, but whatever I saw by myself, I saw it because I had a contact with Rebbeim. I had a very close contact with the Mashgiach. But not that I had a Rebbe in 8th grade, and still when I was 25, I still call him for an age. No! I had a person, I learned with him once a week, at least, for hours, you know? And I met that person, and I see that my relationship with him changes, and I develop more. I hear different things. He tells me other things, and he relates to me in a different way. Yeah? And that was a living development. I saw myself that I have another relationship to him. Is it the Mashgiach? Is it Rabbi Yonison? I saw it by the Mashgiach himself. I saw development by the Mashgiach. Nachol, I can't tell you that. I am not able to tell you that I saw development by the Mashgiach. Because you are so not used that someone develops. When I would tell you that the Mashgiach at the age of 65 told me something, and by the age of 88 told me something entirely opposite what he said beforehand, you will hear it like this. The Mashgiach only by the age of 88 saw the light. And beforehand he was in darkness. That's the way you will listen to this Maise. The male, I will not tell you that. Because you are not admitting that there is a development going on, and a person by the age of 65 makes very good things which a person by the age of 88 does not do them. He does different things. You don't admit it. You think the spitz from the tachlis of the slavers is that you'll do by the age of 5 the same thing as the age of 55 and the same thing as the age of 105. All the same. That's what you think. No development going on. Zero. That's the tachlis ha-shleimus. Huh? No, can't be. No, it's not right. No, you develop. But you have to say, where is that measurement of development? Where do I see that I develop? I had it by the Mashgiach, I had it by Rabbi Yonison, I had it in a different way too, which is also very difficult. Rabbi Yonison, when he taught me the things I learned with him, he is a very powerful person. When you know him, that's the case. You know, he's extremely powerful. And in the beginning, and I learned by him, and I heard him teaching me, speaking about those topics I learned with him, that made me like stifled. Because this was such a powerful impression on me, that everything I learned, always I saw in front of my face, the Rosh Hashiva, And he laughs at me and says, "Oh, Leuchter, das was du sagst." I always had to work up to that, you know. And then I was only able to say what I heard. I heard this, and perhaps I heard that. And this was, I wasn't able to do my things, you know. Now, I'm a little bit older, you know, soon, Mirza Hashem, I'll be 60. And suddenly I detected by myself, I can't say pshat in myself. I detected that. I broke through that. And now I can't say, okay, I'll try myself. And I tried it, it became much better, you know. But that was a development I saw by me, also because of a Rebbe. But today, when I tell people they have to have a Rebbe, first of all, they tell me there are no Rebbeim around, which I don't know why you say that, but that's what you tell me. And then even when they are around, you don't know how to relate to them. You relate to them like Echad Arba Arba Haredi, that's right? That's what you do. Echad Arba means information, you know. You say, I like you put in 10 agorot on the top, and then comes the answer out. That's a Rebbe. That's not a Rebbe. That's an answering machine, you know. No, you don't know how to relate to a Rebbe. You don't know how to do that. So that's not the Eitzer. There could be an Eitzer, but I don't think that's the Eitzer for the Rabbi. Yeah? But there has to be an Eitzer for every single person by us that we are seeing. I am developing. I am going further. How do I see that? Yeah? Only because I learn different topics, because I learn different texts, that can't be. I have to develop something within me. Now, I think the mafteah for that is in a field which is very much known in our secular world, but we don't see it in our ruchnis. The field is called need, tzoylech. We have to have a tzoylech. It's a need that I have to do something. We very much know our needs in our worldly endeavors. Someone once has a need. I have a need to take a break. That's a very popular need in today's society. But a need. I have to take a break. And then you are taking all the resources, even resources which are not there, to make that break. And you'll go into chayves in order to go to a hotel. Nachon, that's what you'll do. You'll even take a loan. You'll think, what shall I do? I needed that break. And then, when there is a need, you are trying to fit that need. In Ruchnis, we don't see that. When I ask, what's your need in Ruchnis? No, I have no need. And when you think about the need in Ruchnis, then you are making that shidduch, that deadly shidduch between a need and a she'ifa. And you think, oh, I need to be like Rabbi Yoshi. No, that you don't need. That you don't need. And that doesn't do anything. That's not a need. That's what you do. Immediately when I ask you, what's your need? Then I say, I need to be able to be mechaved mit tefillah mitchila v'atzoyim. No, that you don't need. A need means something which bothers you. It bothers you. You can't sleep. It makes you crazy when that's not there. We don't have it. And definitely, when you don't have a need, you can't discern your development. Because you can't see that there is a need which was there in your life, and now you can meet the thing. You can do it. You can fulfill your need. We don't have that. We have these aspirations. And now this is, again, this deep thing which is so wrong with when you say always and never. Always and never is never a need. Okay, that's also never, yeah? But always and never, that is never a need. A person doesn't have a need for always. You don't have a need for never. You have a need for something. And we have to get used to that, that we have needs in Avodas Hashem. For example, this need I had, because that was like this tziur in Yirat Shomayim when you want, but that you have to be able to be mechaven the first broch of the Shmona Esrei. So by me, that was definitely a need. I needed to do that. I need to conquer that problem. That I can have a kavon and cholaporos in the first broch of Shmona Esrei. That's a very well-defined, small need. But I felt needy for that. When you are needy for that, then you are taking out all the resources you have. And that was Rabbi Yisroel. Rabbi Yisroel and Michtav Dalet, he didn't say, how, he wasn't sitting in his armchair and thought, how can I tell them what to do? What would be the most clever thing to see? No, to do. No, he didn't say that. He thought, I need to establish Avodas Hashem. And Yiras Shomayim is not enough. And I still need to establish Avodas Hashem. And Yiras Shomayim is not enough. But when the need is there, then you begin to dig. And he was digging. And he found Emes. And he found Tmimis. And he found Hakoros HaYetzer. He found unbelievable Oitzras underneath that need. Yeah? But it was definitely a need by Rabbi Yisroel. By us, it is a thing we do not have. A need, we are so not used to that, that we have to create a need, that all you hear over here, that there is a she'ife, and the she'ife is not a need. Or you say, mean that is a kabbalah. A kabbalah is not a need. Yeah? People thought like this. A need is something you feel that you have to fulfill that. You have to do something about that. Yeah? That's not the she'ife. Yeah? So the she'ife, it's a need. It's something choser by me. And you are not choser anything. Yeah? We are not needy in Avodas Hashem. And then there's no fulfillment. And there's no fulfillment, you don't dig anything. And then you will not reveal your things. But when you would have a need, and you see that need, which you had definitely, you are able to meet, you are able to do that, you are able to fulfill that, then you see, I developed. I am now further than beforehand. Because I can fit that need now, which beforehand wasn't shayach. But it was something which was really bothering me. And now, this bothers something, not... To be like Rabbi Yoshif, that doesn't bother you, okay? You sleep well without that. To be a big person, that doesn't bother you. You have to work on something that is a thing which is really needed by you. And then you have to work on it. So then you need to conquer that, and then you have to be careful about your dimyonis, for sure. Because when you are developing, immediately they're coming in these dimyonis that you think you are big. You know? I have to combat that. There are several reasons for that one, but I have to combat that when I daven, you know, and let's say I now can daven to the Boreh Olam, then immediately think, wow, that's unbelievable, now the Boreh Olam has to listen to my tefillah, and just entered an other realm, you know, just, I am now a Kedosh Elyon, you know, and soon I'll take Kvitlach and Pidyonis, you know, that's a very big thing, you know, I will be the big Baba, you know, that's Dimyonis, that's Gurnish, you know. But it's all that comes along, which you have to combat that, when you see that you develop. When you see that you develop, then come in the Dimyonis, which you have to fight. Okay. But Cholopolos, you developed, you saw that you went further in your Avodas Hashem, but it came from the knee. And there, you need to learn Musha for that, or something like this. Because our needs are so bombastic, like our... What we say with our mouth is such bombastic things which you don't do anything. We have to get used to that there are small things, small needs, which we really feel, I am lacking, it hurts me that I don't do that. It's a problem by me. And I want to ask, where do you have a problem in Avodas Hashem? I don't want to ask you before y'all, because that would be very embarrassing. Because most probably you would more stutter than giving an answer. But then I ask, where are your needs in Olam Hazeh? Oh, ho, ho, ho. No stuttering, there's not enough time, you know, in order to write down everything. Because that's absolutely clear, you know. And in Ruchnius, nothing. Gurnish. And then you want to develop, not Shayef. So that's the first thing. It's not the whole thing. There's another part to it. The other part is, what we spoke beforehand, you need chaverim, you need a chava. You don't need a chava for your chisroides, but you need to communicate your things with someone. It can't be only with yourself. So this is the thing, I am nearly sick with that, you know, where people know me, I have to go early to the office or to the kehil. So I'm a 7:45, I'm on the bus, you know. I don't know where this guy holds 7:45 when I call him, you know. Perhaps he's before davening, or before giving breakfast to the children. But once in a while I call someone, I have a new idea. But me, my friends in the Nets know that they have to be careful from me, because it's dangerous to stay there, because it could be I have a good Einfall and then I just sell that before 6 o'clock in the morning. That's not a good time to sell anything, you know. What do you say, you know? When the one which knows me, that this thing which I said, that we don't have a measurement for us, and that's why the curl, 2 years and 8 years, that the way I told you that, I had it much nicer, you know. It was much, a formulation original was much nicer. Much more venom inside, and it was a real bad thing, you know. I tried to tan myself and said it in a very nice way over here. But this is, people today, they are on their own. They're isolated. They don't have friends. They don't have real friends. They don't have people they speak to. And then they stay alone. And then they can't really see whether they developed or not. Because that you see throughout interaction. That's by us true, also. It's not only interaction with the Rebbe, that could be, but it's also interaction with friends. So you can't have too many friends, it doesn't go, but you have one or two or something like this, and you speak something out, and you say something, and you see that you develop in your thought process, in your depth, in what is there, and the other one is appreciating that. That gives you a feeling that you developed, that you advanced, that you are more developed than beforehand. You have different things and different insights. And that, what you share with others, that's a basic thing in the possibility to feel development. Those are the two things. But the main point to work about chaverim, to work on that, that's a little bit difficult. I don't know. But not chaverim, only yourself. To create needs in avodas Hashem. When we won't do that, we really are not living a balanced life. Because our life in the body is all about needs. And when you know, that's a very shitrisike thing, but today's economy is all about creating needs. Those are not real needs. It's all about that. All. It's all about creating needs. And it's unbelievable. We live in a world which creates needs over and over again. And we live in our ruchnistic world, which even can't define one need I have in ruchnis. There is something wrong, Rabbi Yisai. There is something wrong. And that makes us not see that we are developing. Because when we would see our needs, and then we can meet them, we can fit them, we can fulfill them, or those needs, yeah? Then I see, I developed that, I was mitkadem, I advanced, and it's not because I was conquering another mesechta, or learning another mesechta, or learning another part of the Shas. It was something very personal, which I see that I am developing. I think that is the mafteach, one which I thought, perhaps, yeah? It's a difficult work over here, yeah? Because I didn't see anyone speak about that. So I throughout the week, I run into a wall. You know, that's my need, you know. There's a definite thing. For example, that's definitely, this vad is definitely a need. Because it's very inconvenient that I, for half an hour, standing here, make like this. That's not such a good vad, you know. They'll do it before Purim, perhaps, you know. But it's not such a good vad. It's not so mutzlach. So there's a need. So now, when there is a need, I have to dig everywhere. You can't imagine. You know, I dig everywhere. I put my head on the wall, and then and I ask people, and I go, I ask boys, I ask children, I do whatever I can in order to dig. Where could I meet this thing? Where could I do something about that? Because there's a need. Huh? And people don't have any needs. So that's a chitzoinistic need, to say about. But there are other needs there in your personal avodas Hashem, which definitely are very important, and we have to reveal them. I think that's the first step in order to make a measurement whether we advance in avodas Hashem. Adkam.